flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That went well.
Don't worry, everybody. We get louder
all
after
week.
We don't worry.
Our first 5:30 Creed on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Certainly shocked everybody around.
People didn't see it coming.
Yeah, it did seem like the... What's that?
Shut up.
It is the best Creed song.
This is what I was trying to tell Spike. It's not their best song.
It is their best song.
I can't wait till you guys see the video of you guys singing.
Yeah. At the next table yelling at us.
Yeah, Costos yelling at us. I do think the Houston station was amused.
Houston liked it.
D.C., I don't know. D.C., maybe. So, and as we go, and I wish I could tell them all, this is normal for us. We're not doing this to annoy you. We do this every single day.
We're definitely doing it to annoy them.
Well, but we do it every day.
I know. Well, someone said that annoys the listeners.
No.
I did see one guy come running from around the corner.
Yeah.
To see it.
To see what was going on?
Yeah. He was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But he looked like he was smiling, though. Yeah, he was a Creed guy.
Well, congratulations once again to Creed. That song on the Spotify, on all the streaming charts, number one hard rock song for 4 consecutive weeks, even though the song is 20 years old.
By the way, getting reports, we were about 2 seconds off.
There we go.
There you go.
That's what it happens that way. I mean, what are we going to do? I don't know if there's any way to fix that. There is a way to fix that. I'll explain it to you after.
Okay.
We could just play it through line here and be originating the music here,
sure.
So everything goes down there. Just play it from one of our phones.
Sure.
Right?
Do you think that if they had Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, one of the quote-unquote elite quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Right. Jalen Hurts.
Right. Do you think they'd be a point and a half dogs in this game?
Probably.
And yeah. No, they wouldn't.
You don't think the Chiefs, the 2-time Super Bowl champion, would?
Well, you don't think that. Let's take Burrow.
Okay.
You don't think Burrow, instead of Hurts, has any effect on the line?
I mean, since it's only a point and a half, probably not.
Well,
I think they're giving the Chiefs the point because they won the last 2 Super Bowls. But to your point, are the Eagles better with Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
They're probably better with Joe Burrow.
Okay, then that's all.
But I just don't get, like. That's a hypothetical. Let's talk about what's actually happened with Jalen. We're making this rankings. It's not like, well, what if this guy was here, that guy was there? The ranking is about
what they
accomplished.
No, it provides context. It provides context. So you said, let's move on for the Hurts thing for a second. So you said Andy Reid is the biggest asset that the Chiefs have in this Super Bowl.
Well, I guess the point I was trying to make was the thing with Jalen that always gets said is he has so much help around him compared to other quarterbacks.
Yep.
I would argue that if either quarterback could pick, like, all right, you can get any player on either team, or you can have any head coach. Like, Andy is the best asset among the two teams. So when you talk about Mahomes and, like, the players he has around him, having Andy is a really big deal in this in terms of the help he has.
I agree, but yeah. So for context, you do these charts for every game.
Yes.
Where you measure every position group and the head coach, one team versus the other team. So on the, let's take a head coach specifically, you had the Chiefs having a sliver of an edge over the Eagles with head coach.
Yeah, so that is, for what it's worth, that's all coaching, but we can do head coach. Like, I take the coordinators into consideration there.
But, okay, but even so, we're even on defensive coordinator.
I agree,
So
I think Spags is better, but it's very close.
Do you make those charts to annoy me and Spike?
Well, don't you think, I think Nick Sirianni has done a great
Andy
job.
Andy Reid is a better head coach.
Why is he only, if he is the biggest advantage anybody can have, why is he only a sliver ahead of Nick Sirianni?
Well, because Nick's also a big advantage, but Andy is a bigger advantage. That's why he's ranked ahead of Nick.
By a sliver?
By a sliver.
Yeah. But
he's like the greatest coach in NFL history.
So if you could be the best, if you're the best asset, that doesn't mean you're considerably better than the second asset. It just means you're the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. So you think he's only a sliver better than Sirianni?
Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, 94.1 Freak Bull Show in New Orleans?
We're waiting for you, buddy.
That's what we are.
Yeah, y'all definitely are, man. Like, man, let me talk a couple points, you know what I mean? Just to say a couple things real quick. I know y'all brought up something about, I guess a poll y'all had about Brian doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Yeah, put me up there. I get teary-eyed. It's the Eagles in the Super Bowl and the national anthem, the way I feel and see about the flag from things I've been through. Yeah, I mean, it gets me teary-eyed. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the bulls up there because I'm just ready to. It's wartime. Yeah, I mean, it's wartime, dog. Y'all down there, y'all got boots on ground. I don't care about some of the talks when y'all had using the word if. If we win or this and that, or we will be better with Joe Burrow. No, we happy with what we got. And gentlemen, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep saying it again. I'm going to say it all week, whatever I call to the speech day, whatever. We busting they ass 10 points or more. We going double figures. We're not playing. Jalen Hurts ain't playing. Nobody else ain't playing. Y'all boots on ground down there. Y'all the representation. Y'all WIP. Y'all singing Home and Now at 5:33 and making sure all they asses over there hear it. Well, you know, at the same time, y'all letting them know, just like you are, Mr. Pound Town Assassin Ike Reese, Mr. Should-Be Damn Office Linebacker or Radio Station Linebacker over there at WIP, you let them know that we there, Philadelphia, and we've taken Mr. 59 home. Y'all feel that, right?
Yep.
Y'all feel that?
Yes, sir.
Elliot, you too, long coat. You the man. You the Eagles writer, bro. You the Eagles guy, however, whatever they call you. You that guy. So stand tall. Be ready for these cats, man. We ain't playing no games. Just like they got other writers from whatever else, you showing that you the man. You holding your stuff.
I appreciate
and you like, we freaking Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
You know what time it is. Jack. You saw a Philly fighter, right? A Philly fighter fought with Tim's on in the ring. Well, you know what? You got your sandal Tim's, man. You standing tall with dumb Johns, you know what I mean?
And your yoga pants.
Birkenstocks.
I kept them in my bag last night. But I thought about bringing them out.
Now, after seeing the
streets. I was going to say, on Bourbon Street, your feet would be.
Yeah, there's a lot of horse stuff.
There was horse
a lot
dung.
Of that.
Yeah.
Look, y'all family, I love y'all. Fish. Manifest that freaking energy. And one thing I know y'all brought up PG-13. Y'all know what I've been saying from the guy from the beginning. The PG-13, straight sucker, and PG-13 is, that's what he is. He ain't never been rated R. So let's not bring him up during Eagles week. We don't even need to talk about nobody who ain't standing down, really ready to fight for their brothers, like Landon Dickerson, like Cam Jurgens, like all these cats that we got on the team. Because all we want is tough boys out there. We ain't playing. We smacking people in the mouth because we taking this, man. This is serious. This that revenge. This that part two. Oh, you took this from us? Okay. You know what I mean? And y'all already know what time it is. We came out to dreams and nightmares. Well, we come out to some hard stuff. I don't know what it is we coming out to. I mean, you know, blow the whistle. We play that after we win the Super Bowl. We dance. We blow that damn whistle, whatever. Pause. I ain't like how that sound right there. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We come out to something. Hard freaking core. Gentlemen, I love y'all. Y'all got boots on ground. Stand up, stand tall, grab y'all stuff. Philadelphia, peace,
yep.
Man.
My man. That's what we do.
I don't know if New Orleans is ready for Rios. I love
the expression.
You, a lot of these people are down here.
Yeah. Yes. I love the expression, never been rated R. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We're coming out to DMX, I think.
Yeah, I think it's DMX.
They have to. Yeah. You know, New Orleans not ready for Rios, just like your old drafty window is not ready for winter.
Uh-uh.
Really disappointing. Really disappointing. But Guida knows you're disappointed, but you want to do something about it. So my good friends at Guida Door and Window have extended their biggest discount of the year, the big winter sale, 40% off all windows and doors through the end of February. You heard me, 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. 40% off. You're going to get free high-performance low-E glass, too. I got to find out from them. I'm going to call my guys over at Guida tomorrow and find out what high-performance low-E glass is. It sounds awesome, but I got to be educated on it. And it's coming free. 40% off every high-quality door, including entry doors, insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, storm doors, whatever. Buy now, pay later. Interest-free financing for up to 12 months. This offer goes to the end of February, 40% off. Don't let this last chance for this deal pass you by. So if you need doors and windows, what I want you to do is do this. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. You learn more. Get your free in-home estimate. Again, GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game this weekend, confident or nervous? 70.2% at confident. We have not heard any. Now, Eagles did not practice today.
No, they were they lifted and they were at the facility, but I don't believe they practiced.
And so nothing new. Have we heard anything on Gainwell?
So he was lifting today in the videos, which is, I think, a good indication.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah.
I will say with media night tonight, it's a great chance because, like, Cam Jurgens and Landon can dodge the media in Philly.
Yeah.
They have to be out there for 45 minutes tonight, or an hour, I think. Yeah. So we should get some answers on how they're feeling tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I'll be curious to know if Kenny Gainwell, if he can do it if he's in the protocol.
He can't. He can't do interviews if
that's
he's
what
in the protocol.
Yeah, so maybe if him being there will be the indication of where he's at.
Well, he's working out.
Yes.
That is shocking to me.
Yeah, he was lifting in the video.
I mean that in a good way. That's
great.
That's good news. Yeah. You normally wouldn't be working out.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a good. I mean, the 2 weeks helps this team.
Yes. Yeah. Well, with those injuries we just talked about.
Well, just think about it. If they went for the Saquon record or for the rushing record, they could have had 2 weeks off, and Saquon would be perfectly fresh for the Super Bowl.
They would have had 2 weeks. So what are you talking about?
Like, if they made the Super Bowl, Saquon could have got that bye week last weekend, and he also would have the all-time rushing record.
What are you talking about?
I'm not following it.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
He's being sarcastic.
Talking about the Saquon.
Yeah.
Going for Eric Dickerson's record.
Yes.
Which they should have done in week 18.
Okay, but then he wouldn't have had any time off.
Yes, he would have. He would have this last week.
He said he's 2 weeks off.
Oh.
But he would have this time off regardless of whether they went for it or not.
Yeah.
But that's why they should have gone for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, he's getting the more important record on Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
The winner.
The one everyone thought
was.
Winning the Super Bowl is more important.
Yes.
Well, I would argue the most total yards in a season is a more impressive record than doing it in the regular season.
You can argue it all you want.
I know, yeah.
Which is more notable?
That one is. The one.
The Dickerson.
I agree. It's more notable. I don't think it means it's a better record.
Well.
I'm just, my opinion.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just telling you there's one record that's more notable and the other is.
So you me
Aaron from Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, A?
What's up, A?
What's going on? I'm always confident. So I'm indoctrinating my son. Come on, Mason, hop on.
Uh-oh.
What's up, y'all?
Yo,
what's up, Mace?
Now, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13. So your whole life, the Eagles have basically been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of spoiled, man.
You got three Super Bowl appearances and a win.
We grew up through a much darker time, my friend. Yo, is Aaron a good dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Right. Seems like it.
Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite Eagle?
Oh, Jalen Hurts. No, definitely.
Okay. I didn't know how you were rocking.
What does your dad think of that?
I don't know. I think he would agree, but.
Okay.
No, he wouldn't.
He's the only quarterback in our history to ever take us to two Super Bowls. How could he not?
It's a great point.
It's a great point.
Tough to argue.
Tough to argue. Yeah.
Well, you didn't see Donovan, so.
Yeah. Are we going to
with the one?
You think we're going to win on Sunday?
No doubt about it. We put 55 points against the Commanders. We're going to bring the same energy.
All right. I hope so.
His defense not handling this offense, and our defense. I think our defense can handle Kansas City offense better than their defense can handle our offense better. That's my opinion. Our defense is better than their defense. And our offense is more consistent. It's been getting better this postseason as I've seen so far. So, yeah, I definitely think we're going to win.
You know, and also, I'm one that can judge this. I think you're smarter than your pop.
Well, definitely most of our callers.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, our last Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, we had no running game. Jalen Hurts was a whole running game. He had 70 rushing yards. Our other running backs had like maybe 30 in total.
Yeah, they played Gainwell and Boston Scott like the whole game.
That's not happening. That's the real reason why we think we're going to win. If we put up 35 points just based off passing, I think we're going to win if we have the running game included, because we're not going to be so one-dimensional as we were last time. I hope that's going to be the biggest factor in this game.
Having Saquon Barkley versus not having Saquon Barkley is
a pretty
big difference.
I got to tell you, Mason, I'm going to trade you for your grandfather, man. Like, Big Aaron, man.
I love Big Aaron.
I know. I love him, too, but Mason's call is much better.
Mason came prepared, too.
Yeah, but you know what Big A has that Mason doesn't have?
What?
It's that miserable factor.
The crankiness.
I love the crankiness.
Yeah, guys!
It always I want to win it for me.
Yep.
You can tell Mason grew up with Jalen as his quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. No Negadelphia.
A lot of winning.
All right, Mace.
All right, buddy.
All right, dude.
All right, see y'all.
All right, see you, brother. Mace's a good caller.
Yeah. Made some good points.
He always makes good points. That whole family.
Well, just for the record, his dad is a part of the LTBB.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. That's why I was curious.
Get to see your boy tonight, by the way.
No.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, he'll be there.
I shed a tear.
Yeah. Are you going to come say what's up to him?
Of course not.
All right, there we go.
Maybe after dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe after Bourbon Street.
Maybe if I see him on Bourbon Street.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be.
Carson doesn't strike me as a Bourbon Street kind of guy.
Yeah, changed man.
I don't know. Lots of guns down there.
Not allowed anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you think Carson says about his time with the Eagles tonight?
Oh, he'll do the right thing.
I think so, too, right?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yeah.
He's not trying to become a story.
No. He's trying to stick around the league at this point.
You know,
collect checks. Buy guns, shoot birds.
He'll be a star. Stop being a hater, Spike.
I'm not being a hater. It's fine.
Well, that game against Denver didn't help him.
He didn't have any help out there.
Yeah, no one was playing. And he didn't coach that game.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you imagine the drama Mahomes gets before the fourth quarter?
Well, I know two of us are hoping for that.
I don't think we've given enough credit to what you just said, how close it is to Carson Wentz playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
A win is obviously priority number one.
But
close to it is seeing Carson play in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Would you be rooting for Carson to win?
I don't. After a couple beers, we'll talk about it.
Well, here's the one way I don't want
to see
play
tonight.
Is that the Chiefs are blowing us out, and somehow Andy feels sentimental
about
Wentz getting there.
There's a way. I think
finish the game.
I think there's a better chance the Eagles. There's a way better chance of the Eagles blowing the Chiefs out than the Chiefs blowing the Eagles out.
I agree.
Yeah, I think there's almost no shot the Eagles get blown out in this game. But I could see a world where the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders and they end up beating the Chiefs.
They would just have to turn the ball over four or five times. That's the only way the Eagles can get blown
and
out.
They don't do that.
No, they don't do that. No.
You have to dig long.
Whoa. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here, long all and right. hard.
Yep. You knew what you
keep
knew.
Going.
I hate y'all, man.
Yeah.
Can't say anything. I can't even think about, other than that loss they just had at the end of the season, the Chiefs don't get blown out.
No.
Yeah, I think the chances of a blowout either way
never been blown out.
Yep.
Well, the Super Bowl, he got blew because all of his linemen were out.
Yep. I think there's a 75% chance it's a super close game. 20% the Eagles blow him out. 5% the Chiefs blow the Eagles out.
No, you think there's a four times more likely chance than the Eagles? Wow.
No blowout.
Yeah. Well, then when the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders, I mean, they're pretty good.
We run the ball. So the only way we can blow a team out is by getting turnovers.
And they're not going to turn it over.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can. We run the ball as much as we do. We don't even score fast enough.
Yeah. I mean, they put up 55 last week, but you're right because of the turnover.
They turned it over four times.
Yeah, sure.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Why don't you choose extraordinary? Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I hate you too. Spike's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. From college?
What's this about?
Who is a bigger not fan of the other, you or your ex-girlfriend?
Like of the other
one?
I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
From the beginning, from college. From when I was, make him say "ing" and not stopping.
You're doing what?
Yeah, no. It's tough one to walk into when we're here for the original context.
I would say it's pretty mutual. Here's what I would say. I'd say she's a worse person, but she dislikes me more than I dislike her.
Okay.
We'll have to have her on as a guest.
No, it was a long time ago. No desire. Yeah. What's next?
It's only Monday, and Ike has already been asked for a final score by several shows. Same. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's going to be doing the rounds on Radio Row.
What if we saw Kenny walking down?
Yeah.
With his ridiculous card. He's a Hall of Fame fan.
Yeah.
What did he do to get into the Hall of Fame? He wasn't a part of the Dirty 30.
Yeah. It's
Is he
all
really a Hall of Fame fan?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a card.
Like trading card.
Sean makes sense.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads guy.
Yeah.
What did Kenny do?
Nothing.
Called Angela for a couple years?
Yeah, big fan.
For a couple years.
Yeah.
Eagle surely should be more of a Hall of Fame fan than him.
Well, Eagle Shirley is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Kenny sticks on hold. Eagle Shirley does not.
No.
Well, it's true.
That's kind of a Hall of Fame move not to stick on hold, though.
Ah, it's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, that's a true Hall of Famer right there.
It's a good point. What's next?
You're welcome, Delaware Valley. The mic that refused to work for Elliot.
We got it working.
Oh, the mic. Yes. All right.
It was crazy how you two could hear him. I couldn't. The people on the app could hear him. The radio couldn't.
And Frank couldn't hear him.
And Frank couldn't
hear him. I think Frank was lying.
I don't have a ton of confidence.
I think Frank was pulling our leg on the most important week in radio.
Yep.
Well, they kept telling me to try to talk into it, so I almost had to think of something each time to jump in the conversation. I couldn't just be like test on it.
Yep. So. Well, might as well at this point. Yeah. What's next?
We would have let him in, but he smelled like poop. The Giants security guard.
Another smear campaign against Buzz.
Yep.
Oh, did Buzz not get in?
No.
So he got past the
guard. I saw the picture, yeah.
He got past the guard. He almost got to the front door of the facility. Guard comes running after him. He gave the guard the card, but they took his name, his phone number, and a copy of his ID just in case there's anything questionable in there.
Yeah, kind of lucky that was all that happened.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Good job by Buzz, though.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to walk into a building and make a delivery. There's nothing illegal about what Buzz did.
I don't think anyone can just walk in and make a delivery. Like, you couldn't go to the NovaCare and just walk into the front.
Well, but they have to let you in or not.
Yeah.
So he didn't even get to the door. They don't have to buzz him in. But if he goes and says, I want to give this to him, and they let him in, there's nothing
illegal
about
that. Yeah, you're right. The fact that the guard let him in.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike needs a second bag for his shoes, too? Wow, so do I. I drop mine in a Ziploc sandwich bag. Elliot in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I can fit a lot of shoes in a bag, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yep. Size 6. What's next?
Nah, 7.
Poor Luca. All he had to do was just keep saying, I'm wrapping up, and he'd still be in Dallas. Joel in Center City.
Well, it was a big first show here at Radio Row. We made it.
I think we're going to have a real engineer tomorrow.
Woo!
Big stuff.
That's exciting.
Emergency rod?
Yep.
Emergency rod.
Well, no, Austin will
be. No, I know. Right? But if we made enough stink about it, Rod's going to act.
I was trying to make some stink of it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, but we got through the show. The show was fun. We sang Creed. We got Elliot on the air.
Creed
we
was awesome.
Talked to you.
Excited if you guys see the video.
I'm excited to see it too. And we will talk to you tomorrow from Radio Row. Thanks for listening.